This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey girl, if I were you, I'd ask Jake and Amir for help with any situation. You'll do you. Yeah, girl, if I were you, I'd listen to the show and get some good information just for you. Cause they are peace in that regard. They'll know exactly what you should do, girl. Listen to if I were you. Listen to if I were you. The podcast show if I were you. Listen to if I were you.
That was Tom Leo.
Great
Tom
job. Leo.
Tommy boy.
Tom Leo from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Wow.
Which we were at.
Oh, yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, he said we visited once and we're at a bar 15 meters away from him and he couldn't leave his school.
That's too bad.
Oh, well. Is that the place where we got the burgers? Mike Carnell and Dave Rosenberg in the house.
Hey.
Howdy, Herbs.
What?
Jesus Christ, man.
Wow, you're what? Coming in hot.
Ah, dude,
I'm
come
actually
on.
Freezing.
Take it.
We left the AC on.
Take it easy, Dave. You know, I'm just chilling with my boys, sipping on some LaCroix. You know what I mean?
The LaCroix boys.
The LaCroix boys.
I'm actually more of a Mr. Tecate.
You are drinking a beer. This is a rare Friday late afternoon podcast recording.
Snuck it in.
Yeah, this is the most exciting time of the week.
Also, yeah. We've had you guys on as guests individually. Never together.
You get Dave and me on the same coast and shit just starts happening, you know, magic.
You guys recorded a Twinnovation out here, right?
We did. It was great to be away from Jeff and Nick for like 1 week.
Yeah, and that should drop today, too.
Check
oh, really?
It out. It's already
yeah.
out?
Yeah,
if
it dropped.
This is dropping on Monday, then this dropped on Friday. Last.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Just subscribe, people.
Honestly, then you don't even have to worry about when it drops, and you could just, you know, listen at your leisure.
Dave, you seem angry or something.
Yeah, the Uber here took an hour. I was losing my mind, folks. And that wasn't even an Uber pool.
That was just, was it the Uber's fault? Was it traffic's fault? What?
A little bit of both.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not as aggressive as I would have liked him to be.
Yeah, yeah. I feel you.
Driving it Friday afternoon is the worst for traffic.
He also didn't have a map open.
So. He was freestyling?
Really?
He had headphones in, so I don't know if he's just listening to the directions. But.
I had a guy once, Uber driver, instead of looking at the map, looking at the text directions. So it was like, I don't know, it was oddly annoying. It was just it was like make a right on 13th, and he's like looking to see where it is. I'm like, they have a navigator. If you just like,
I can't remember what friend it was. I was It was a mutual friend of ours. I was in the car with them, and they're like, oh, I don't use the live map. I just use the text reading directions, and I wanted to jump out of the car. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's like, well, it's easier this way. I was like. No.
No, it's not. That's like,
it's
that's
not.
Oh, the original.
It's officially not.
That's when, like, you didn't have a smartphone and you had to, like,
print out your MapQuest.
Print out the MapQuest stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I remember that, just like the MapQuest stuff sitting in the middle seat in my parents'
that's
car.
That's why, when everyone's like, it's so dangerous, people aren't on phones now. I was like, fucking motherfuckers were unfolding, like, a 5x5 map in front of their faces and, like, reading very small roads. Like, how is that any less dangerous than a phone?
Remember Tom? Did you guys have Thomas Guides, or was that, like, an L.A. thing?
It's an L.A. thing.
Thomas Guides. There used to be books that they give you, like, a
AAA. I'm like, yo, you can read
like
books?
A book of maps.
I was like, how are phones more dangerous than books?
And I think one of the early GPS systems was like a TomTom, right?
TomTom.
Ring any bells?
Oh, yeah, and a Garmin.
This week's episode of Why Were You sponsored by TomTom.
I wish.
I would just like to call out Marty Michael one more time on your guys' podcast.
Instead of yours.
If you guys want to know why, I won't get too into it, but if you want to know why I'm so upset, check out the Twinnovation podcast.
Check out the last four episodes.
Yeah. It's funny because I listened to them, and I'm still not entirely sure why you were upset.
Neither am I.
We staying. We do. The streets is talking.
At this point, I've committed, and I can't let go.
You forgot how you started, and now you're just in the middle of it.
Started with ad revenue, but honestly, I don't even like reading the ads or having the ads.
So it's a fight you don't want to win.
I still want to win. I just, you know, my heart's not in it.
Got that. That's why.
But then one thing happens for Marty, and I get really mad, and my heart's back in it.
Yeah, that's why you glued 180 little pigs to his desk.
Yeah, I had to.
And a couple that you still haven't found quite yet.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oop, I'm sitting on one.
It's in you. Marty takes a shit in a little pig. What did you do?
You don't want to know.
You put it in his oatmeal.
You're really? Oh man! If you just like looked in the mirror and he was a pig.
No.
Is there a way that we could like next pig time
him?
He goes to sleep?
You sedate him with a very strong sedative. We bring in a top line prophetic artist.
Yeah.
And we go full fucking Twilight Zone on his ass.
That'd be so funny. Wake up, touch his foot. No!
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 And I don't even know why I did it to him. Woo!
A snout out, folks.
Snout out.
Hashtag.
Snout it out.
Well, you guys have been on this show before, but for any Twinnovation fans listening for the first time...
Which is no one. all of our fans are your fans.
This is an advice show, an advice podcast. We do our best to answer emails that we get to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. Sometimes just me and Jake. Sometimes we have friends of Jake's on the podcast.
That's right, baby.
Jake gets to bring two friends up a month so that he stays invested in the show. Sometimes it's his mommy, sometimes it's his brother.
It's oftentimes my mother.
And today, Mike and Dave, childhood friends. Who knew Jake first?
I did.
Mike knew me first.
We had built up our friendship in seventh grade. We had a falling out. What grade?
My senior year of high school.
We had a falling out Jake's senior year of high school.
What was the falling out about?
But at that point, if I could just jump in here quickly.
You didn't know him at that point.
Yeah. When they had their falling out, I was actually trying to get Mike to become friends with Jake again.
No, it was Jeff.
Not
no, it was no, because Dave's twin brother Jeff is actually who brought us together, because Jake was getting closer with Jeff, and Jeff was like, hey, you should really like just be friends with him again. And we had so many mutual friends. Plus, we squashed it. Plus, it happened because you fucked our one friend's girlfriend, and then I fucked his other girlfriend later.
Wait,
and then we were
that's how you got together again?
Yeah, because like the
what
dude
was it like as soon as he fucked that next girlfriend.
The dude was
like,
an
now we're friends again.
The dude was an asshole and was like, you gotta choose Jake or me. And I was like, on the dude's hot. Like, I couldn't not choose this dude because I shouldn't have had to choose anyway. Had to because we were on a hockey team. And then I was like legit, you know, when I choose a side, you know how I roll. Yeah, I was legit like
you're
mean,
in the war.
Legit mean to you, punched one of your friends in the face.
That's not, that guy was not my friend.
He was your friend.
He was part of your crew.
He was a part of your crew.
This is
because then you were like, I'm getting a new crew. And then I
know that's not true.
That is what happened.
Mike,
and I had to sock his ass.
Punching my friends. I can't keep them my friends.
Mike forced the guy to drink milk out of a bowl on the ground.
But well, that was like what? My friend's girlfriend brought her friend, and that friend brought his friend.
So and that friend was drinking from our friend's refrigerator, was drinking their parents, who I am also friends with. He was drinking the milk from the container out of the fridge, and I was already looking for a fight, and I was just like, yo, if you're going to be a little kitty cat, I'm going to treat you like a pussy. Now drink the milk out of a bowl like a cat. And
then,
he actually did it. And
why?
Then
what was the threat?
I was going to punch him.
Punch Carnell, dude.
He was going to punch him if he didn't do it. And then Mike punched him while he was doing it.
Did you really?
Dude, I'm telling you, when I roll with you, I'm on your side for life and I keep it real. But then, so then that's
wait a minute.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's ride together,
keep it real.
Die together.
If I'm on your team, I'm on your team. And if I'm not, it's bad news.
But why did you punch the guy while he was already drinking
milk? I was drunk and looking for a fight.
Look, the guy
that makes more sense than the
ride or die part. As soon as Mike got there, Mike was just doing everything to get the guy punched the entire time. And then by the end, I feel like you just realized, like, this guy's going to do everything I say.
Yeah,
I have
it really
to hit
took
him.
The fun out of it. But then later, like, that same friend who originally split us apart got a new girlfriend that I fucked. that friendship fell apart. And then, like, it brought us together, which is actually better. We're all better off.
There you have it.
That's what's up, dude.
An unabridged version of a friendship.
Yeah.
Told in one act. Dave, do you want to give?
Howdy, Herbs.
We're going to start the podcast from that point. That was Tom Leo. Do you have a fake male's name for this question?
We've been saying Jark on our podcast, like Mark with a J. Give us a last name, Dave.
He hasn't heard
Jark
of
it? Jark Chasman.
Ooh. Very good.
Jark Chasman.
So pleased with yourself.
I think that's Chaz, our Airbnb guy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Chaz, yeah, that was a fun little Airbnb.
About 3 years ago, I met this girl. She's wonderful in every way. Intelligent, great, personality, sense of humor, and she's a goddamn James Harden alley-oop 10-cent dime piece. Ooh. When we started going out, I noticed she had about 2,000 followers on IG.
That's what's up.
The pictures were mostly of her gorgeous face, occasional pics showing some skin. Nothing special. Fast forward 3 years later, and she now has 29,000 followers.
Oh, shit.
Most of her pics nowadays are her naked, barely covering her vag and nipples, and she uploads a picture about every other day when she used to upload about once a week, and the comments, oh my god, want to meet up and fuck? Or, I want to fuck you so hard. I want to come in your mouth, etc. All from alpha male Trump supporter type of dudes.
I mean, like, basically, that's all dudes. Yeah. It's not just Trumpies.
Hashtag yes, all dudes. I told her it makes me uncomfortable, but she said it's just a confidence booster. But that doesn't exactly help me. Every time she picks up the phone, I get anxious. We're both 21 from Norway, and I'm thinking about moving in
together. I gotta follow this chick.
Did he give us the tag?
I'm not even at the question yet.
I don't care about the question.
Can we talk about her pics?
I'm trying to slide into the DMs.
Show us those nip slips.
I actually don't see it. I don't want her to delete it if it makes her feel better about herself. But on the other hand, if I could change one thing about her, it would be this. What would you do if you were me?
Permission to engage?
Mike, why don't you start us off?
Chill the fuck out, man. First off, like, this is her hustle, and this is people's careers now. So, like, 29,000 isn't a joke. She's probably making, like, a healthy amount of money. Maybe she gets flown around. What do you care if, like, it's dope if dudes want to, like, jerk off and fuck your girl, as long as she's not doing it. I think you should, like, support her, feel proud. I understand why he's jealous, but, like, you got to get over that. Are you still piping her? Then who cares?
Yeah, that's a question you should ask everybody. Are you still piping her?
If you're piping her, then who cares? If you're piping her,
pipe
down.
It would make you uncomfortable if a girl you were seeing was doing this?
No, it actually would not.
Interesting.
David? Like, an Instagram butt model is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, if it's also a source of income. Yeah, like,
well, he didn't say it was a source of income.
But it is. But, She's not doing it if it's not.
You got to brand yourself in this economy. You know, a lot of jobs are going to be lost to robots. But one thing robots can't do, show a little skin.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like, what if these photos of hers, like,
Mr. Takate lives by.
What if these photos of hers, like, get you guys a dope trip to, like, the Mediterranean where she just has to, like, post a couple pics?
Yeah, you should start. And you get a free vacay.
But, like, then where do you draw the line? Like, if your lady was a stripper, would you feel comfortable with that?
David?
You draw the line when you're on thechive.com.
What?
If you're a chivette, then you've crossed the line.
Chivette. Oh, I see your Keep Calm and Chive On tattoo. Can you explain what that means?
I would draw the line if, like, a dude was flying her out without me to go to, because then she's like 50-50.
Yeah, I think that's what you got to worry about.
It's like, if somebody turns into an escort, that's like, yeah. I don't want to date that person.
But if you get flown out with her, dope, although that probably is pretty rare now that I think about it. They're probably only flying out the girls.
Yeah, why do you think this guy feels...
Well, that's why he has to become a photographer.
Oh, think, he should get a camera and he should be her photographer.
I feel like you can't take this away.
That's a good hustle,
like,
dude.
If you wanted to, I guess, like, no matter what, how you feel, like, it's too late. There's nothing you can do. She's crossed from 2,000 to 29,000. She's not going to delete the Instagram.
And the minute you're like, stop this, that's like, your relationship's over. She's going to be like, no. Yeah. So you should get yourself.
And then she's going to start fucking one of those guys that's like, hey, let's meet up and fuck.
Yeah, or she'll fuck the photographers. Like, that happens. This is real life. I'm not going to bullshit you. That's actually a very good point, Jacob. He should buy, like, a digital camera, a nice one, learn photo coloring,
and
become her photographer.
Yeah.
And that way you're doing it together.
That's a good way to solve the problem that I would not have thunk.
The answer to this problem is never going to be like, tell her to stop it and she will. It's not going to happen, dude.
Yeah, it's either get over it, or if you can't, you get out of the situation.
Yeah, get over it or get out.
Join them. That's what
But why do you guys think... It bothers people to see their lady.
I don't know. I would fucking marry anybody I see on Instagram with, like, their butt out. I would be like, I would wife them.
Classic insecurities, you know?
which is what, oh, these other guys are going to steal my girl.
He mentioned it. He's like, when she gets a phone call, you're stressing out. Like, relax, dude. No one can call you through Instagram.
Oh, what about this for an idea? If he evens the playing field a
gets
bit.
Gets hot as fuck.
And, no, and he starts posting skimpy pictures of himself.
That's what I'm saying. He could also get ripped and become like a little Instagram model himself. Norwegians have good genes.
What if you're not even ripped? What if it's like somebody's fetish is like normal looking dudes?
Then you can always corner a market. He could just become like a lunar.
Yeah, a fetish for normal.
Oh, lunar is the balloon people?
Yeah, yeah.
What's that?
That's just like where you... people who get off on balloons.
Yep. So what do? Rub them on your body or blow them
up? It's not. Please don't like simplify the fetish, okay? Some people get off on it blowing up.
Uh-huh.
Some people get off on it deflating. Some people get off on the sound when you rub them. Some people get off on popping.
You're getting so hard right now.
Rock hard, dude. There's a doc
everyone
on Netflix.
Get off on the pop,
the knot. I'm more of a knot guy, so there's a subsection
I
of knotsmen.
I hate when they pop.
Can't take it.
When they pop, so do I.
There's full meetups in cities and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Have you gone?
No, I watched a documentary on it.
Wow.
Is Lunar like the weirdest one?
Fuck no, dude.
Right. There's like some real dark ones. They border eventually on like...
rape and murder and shit.
Yeah, yeah. That seems like a real...
You're just talking about fetishes in general?
Yeah.
I guess so.
The weirdest one.
Looning's definitely on the end of the spectrum that's like chill.
Do you know anyone with a fetish?
Along with like fluffers.
I've always wanted a fetish, but...
I had a girl on a second date ask me to rape her.
Oh.
And I had to... it was very strange. She was beautiful. I kind of was like 50-50 on her as a person, but it was our second. We had slept together a few times. This was like our second date, and she's like, you want to know what I want you to do to me? And I was like, yeah. And she like whispered. She got so close to me that where she couldn't see my face, and she's like, I want you to fucking tie me down, and then I want you to just start like fucking me, and I'm gonna be screaming no at the top of lungs. I'm gonna try to. I want to fight back, and I want you to just like choke me and hit me, and I'm just screaming no. And,
Jesus.
She couldn't see my face, and my smile just like dropped. I was like, first off, I have really thin walls. My neighbor's gonna call the police. Second of all, if you like are asking this on the second date, are you crazy enough where if like we break up, you're gonna tell the police I raped you? At which point, it would be. I kind of did.
Yeah. What's the legality?
Not a lie. I can't get hard to. I'm not gonna get hard, dude. I'm just gonna be waving my little soft noodle around. Like,
what is the legality of someone that wants you to do something illegal to them?
Just don't do it because you don't know. Unless you're in like a very committed relationship. Yeah. That
Sign
seems something
an
like
NDA,
from marriage.
What? An NDA?
Some sort of contract. Like, if I'm like, I want you to steal my fucking TV.
Well, then, so we stopped dating.
Well, that's findom.
Yeah.
I saw her, like, we stopped dating. I saw her date, like, a half famous dude in the comedy community, and I just wanted to go up there and be like, I know what you're doing.
Drop names.
No.
I want you to not recycle. I want to catch you littering.
I can't get hard to that.
I could get hard to littering, though. I'm into loitering, actually.
Nice, dude.
So, like, I'll go around the block three times.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And that sort of gets me off. It's like little feats of micro illegalities.
That's what's up, dude.
Like, what's the most tame illegal thing you can do?
Rollerblading when you're not supposed to.
Yeah, that's what I want you to rollerblade.
Oh, unleashing your dog.
I want you to rollerblade at a public library.
I want you to not look after your dog.
Don't pick up his poop.
Leave one of the three logs, baby, for me.
Ugh.
Sorry, man.
No, what do you think, Amir?
Do
you agree with our consensus on the question?
I mean, I'm a little bit understand. Like, I would feel a little uncomfortable if my lady friend was like bearing it all, just because I feel like, you know, there's friends and family involved, and they can see stuff that they wouldn't normally see.
That's fair. I guess I haven't thought about this kid's family.
Question.
But the dad's probably jerking off.
Can you now free the nip on Instagram?
No.
Oh.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
So no nip slips here?
No.
No vag slips either.
Oh, can you? All right.
You could really sabotage this. You could just report her. Maybe the Instagram
reporter is inappropriate. Can you, is it legal on Instagram to post a topless photo, but you photoshopped so there's no nips and it just looks like skin?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh. Is that allowed?
I've seen that.
What about fat topless guys? So like there's still some booby and some nips, but it belongs to a dude.
I could probably rub one out to that for sure.
Yeah. What'd you say?
What about elbows like that look
so
like butts?
It's a guy?
Mm-hmm. That too.
Elbows that look like butts? That's kind
of
fun.
Like if there's a nipple close up, but there's a little bit of hair on it, so you assume it's a guy, but it's actually a woman.
Yeah, I guess Instagram probably doesn't have enough time to delete all of these if we're trying to game the system.
If you're a fan of If I Were You, start posting your nips and see how long it takes to get down.
Yeah, like if nobody reports it, you can be pornographic, right?
A tree falls in the woods and posts a nitpick and nobody reports it.
I'm sure people do that.
I can't finish that.
But the start was good enough.
Yeah, all right, all right. We gave this kid some options.
I mean, I feel like that's the best bet. Basically, like, don't sweat it. And either you're in or you're out. And if you're in, work yourself into her career.
Yeah. Don't sweat the small stuff in life. And it's all small.
We are but a speck of dust.
Dave has a fucking bow and arrow pointed at
him. Is that an original sentence?
Yeah, it's a new book by Coach K.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Subtitle, and it's all small.
I like that. That's great. Those are good words to look by.
Nice, it's already a book.
Damn.
All right.
Full disclosure.
Isn't that a Kevin James stand-up special?
Should be.
Sweat the small stuff.
I think it is sweat the small stuff. Oh, shit.
Well, now I wish I didn't.
Here's a thematically relevant question about whipped cream.
Okay, I'm ready.
Mike, do you have a guy's name?
Dave, how about you go first? I'll go last.
Clit.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
McJiggerson.
Somehow worse than clit. I don't know how you did it. My girlfriend of 4 months, writes Clit, decided to surprise me one night. She's decided to surprise me one night during sex by busting out whipped cream and told me where I could put it wherever I wanted.
Dope.
Dream
belly
come
button.
Dream come true, right? Wrong.
Eyeballs.
I hate whipped cream.
Eyeballs.
I choose eyeballs.
I want you to put whipped cream on my eyes. Down to my contact lens. I've never used edible stuff in the bedroom before, so I had no idea how much to use. So pretty much I made a mountain of cream on her vagina, and by the time I ate it all and got to the promised land, I felt like I was gonna barf.
I'm very lactose intolerant.
The issue is that now I can't go down on her without having a PTSD moment, becoming instantly sick. It's been a month since the incident, and today after sex she asked me why I don't go down on her anymore. I told her I didn't realize that I stopped and apologized. I really like her, but I don't know what to do. Should I tell her that a vagina makes me gag, or just man up and go down there anyway? Or is there another option I'm not thinking of? Thanks. Love the show. Love you guys. Get your crab claws out. Love, Clit McJiggerson.
Jake, but I jumped in first. I'll let you take this one first.
I just think it's... Have you guys ever done that? Used food in the bedroom?
Nah, it's real messy.
It feels like it's so... unexciting to me.
I do pastrami sandwiches.
That's kind of cool.
So where's the top and where's the bottom of the bread? Is it like on the opposite sides of her body?
She's the sandwich.
She's the cheese. She's the cheese, man. Have you ever done food?
No.
I did it when I was younger. Exciting, like...
It is fun when you're, like, a high school kid.
Like, somebody put ice cream on my dick once.
I've done pixie sticks, actually.
Okay, so everyone has.
What do you mean?
No, I've never done food stuff. I was never really into it.
What do you mean by pixie sticks?
I put pixie sticks
on my... Like a line of Coke, but pixie sugar?
No, this was on myself. This was on my own body.
That sounds real hot.
I was it'd be cool if the girl thought that my dick tasted good, and so I put pixie, like, stick dust on my dick.
Oh God, so
how'd it go?
No, not well at all. It looked much,
burned
it
the
looked
skin.
Much like a rash by the time
of course
I unbuttoned myself.
I'll say my suggestion to this dude is, like, if you really like her and want to start going out with her, you need to... She has already opened the door to, like, edible sexual experiences.
Yeah.
You should find something you like that will erase the memory of
That's
the
where
whipped
I was
cream.
Going.
You go salty. Thing.
Put, like, a little chocolate syrup on her slit and go to town.
Oh, my God. Hey,
don't forget those eyeballs, bud.
We said clit and slit within, like, 100 seconds of each other.
Slit is fine.
Also, don't forget the rape bit.
Oh, my God.
I don't like gash. But that seems like, and if you don't say that your vagina makes me gag.
No.
Like, that sentence shouldn't come out of your mouth.
I feel like would make me gag, too. I don't like whipped cream at all. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, I could eat a gallon
maybe
of stuff.
Maybe try the pixie sticks. Maybe it works.
Just, like, find a new food.
Oh, yeah.
What do
you, if you had to eat food off of a lady, what would it be?
Caramel sauce.
That's interesting.
I'm more of a savory guy. Yeah. I feel like I would do...
A shrimp scampi.
Beef dip. Oh, an au jus, if you will.
Oh, my Lord.
A1 sauce?
Like a salted caramel.
Ooh.
That's nice.
That's actually nice.
I'd maybe go
Nutella?
Capers.
What?
Capers.
Oh, Nutella might be too thick. I love capers. Nutella might Nutella's be too thick.
Capers, they make one in each nostril.
Flavors of whipped cream. Do they do that?
Yeah.
Tune into next week's episode of Twinnovation for flavor.
Dude, take
cream.
Some. Go to the store tonight when you hear this. Get some Nesquik strawberry syrup. Mm. Get some whipped cream so she doesn't think you're just a weirdo with the syrup. And then don't do the whipped cream. Yeah. And then do the syrup.
Or maybe try Cool Whip.
Because strawberry's dope.
What is Cool Whip? It's cold cream, but not ice cream.
It's like whipped cream, but like in a
container.
You're
going to have to find out for yourself.
It's not pressurized. You scoop it out.
I think that pussy tastes really good.
I love pussy, dude.
Yeah, I knew you were going to have a back on
my boy,
that, dude.
I thought we were supposed to say that word.
You
no, yeah, we're
gash
supposed to say
boys?
Gash instead.
The Gash crew?
But I don't think you need to add anything. I think you go back,
that's true.
Back to basics.
But maybe you just
and
use
find
the
out
juice
and
from
remember
the
what you loved about
how old is this kid? This kid say how old he was?
The caper juice.
Oh, my Ew. God. The juice from the capers.
You
capers
have capers
are already,
after.
Capers are already so small and dense and dry. What kind of juice are you getting from a caper?
Capers come in a jar.
Throw them in the microwave.
Capers come in wet.
You're supposed to black pepper or something.
I think you're supposed to rinse them before you eat them, though.
What? How old is
rinse
this kid?
Rinse them before you
eat them. Doesn't say. He just says,
how old do you think he is?
I would say 20.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, just either go back to good old-fashioned vagina, which tastes great, or find like a food that'll bring you back
what
in.
What about like an edible panties or something like that? Or is that just too...
Oh, he
like,
could do an edible panties because then you get the sweetness and you eat away at it.
And it's also like you're not returning right to the scene of the crime. There's like a little layer.
Or what if you make a really big crepe and put it on her like a diaper, right? That way she can make her own little sauce if she wants in the
Jesus
crepe.
Jesus Christ,
and then when you
dude.
Remove the diaper with your mouth or whatever you want to use,
feet.
If you want to use a fork or a knife.
I feel like we're all just taking turns offending the other three guys. But whoever's talking is saying something
Jesus.
Awful.
I'm just offending French people, really.
I think the solution is find a new taste that'll get you back in there, bud.
All right.
Whether it's the original style vagina or some sort of fruit.
Extra tasty crispy.
That's a Pringles flavor, too. Right?
Hey. Or, yeah, just try some type of sauce. Buffalo Wild Wings actually has 12
That seems really dangerous.
Parmesan garlic.
And, I was going to say lemon pepper.
You do not. I don't think you want to put lemon and peppers down there. That's
no parm garlic.
Hey, you know what you do? Hey, you know what? Do a little fruit. Guys, this guy should just get like a lemon wedge and like squeeze it on
what
there.
What is she, a garnish?
Like a piece of salmon.
Stuffed olive.
Do you think she likes it, or do you think she thought of it because she thought he would like it?
There's no way that she gets like pleasure derived out of having
cream. She has to clean her vagina out.
No, I think she does. I think that's part of it. I think she puts it on her body and then somebody looks it off.
No, she. This to me, this thing clearly she was trying to be hot to the dude and be like,
and he fucked up. By the way, he put like too much.
Yeah, put too much. Maybe
put two little fucking pieces on the nipples, jackass.
Fucking dumbass.
A mound of cream on the mound.
Listen, it's too late for that bit of advice.
Yeah, he could also very much have a real conversation. He's like, okay, this is the reason I put too much whipped cream. I got sick. Can I put something else? That way you don't have to sneak in and be like, can I put something else on your vagina to get this whipped cream out of my mind?
Just food-wise, have you ever had a food ruined for you because you got sick from it?
Cocktail sauce for a long time.
You got sick.
My sister told me it was salsa, and I took a big chunk of chip and I ate a bunch of cocktail sauce.
What's the difference? What is
horseradish? It tastes gross. You don't want a big chip full Tostitos scoop of a cocktail sauce. But
I once had food poisoning from roasted, or well, it was like on a sandwich that had roasted red peppers.
Can't eat those.
I didn't come back to chicken for like a year, and now I like chicken again. But roasted red peppers still to this day.
They're
like,
slimy.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Like when I was puking, everything was like coming back up, but it was especially the roasted red peppers.
Slimy and, stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. You?
Actually, at the South By show last year, when I drank a gallon of milk on stage, I had to sort of step out of the milk game for a little bit.
Wow, and that's saying a lot from you.
Yeah. It was like 4 or 5 months before I got back on the horsey.
What? I mean, because you were like drinking beer all day and then you had a gallon of milk?
Huh?
Cool. Hell yeah.
I once had raw almonds in a car and I got car sick and I'm like, I don't think I like raw almonds anymore.
Well, they're bad for the environment, so that's good.
All right. That's fine. Yep. All right. Why don't we take a break?
That's a water
problem.
Hey,
good luck out there, Clit.
Yeah. We're rooting for you. Let's take a break. Come back right after these with more Mike and Dave.
Oh,
need
yeah.
wedding dates.
What?
The movie.
You have to say the catchphrases separately because you're stepping over each other. All right. Go. With more Mike and Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Need wedding dates.
Oh, yeah, that's the name of the movie.
It was a movie.
Wow, did you guys make that connection?
What movie?
Mike and Dave need wedding dates?
No.
Didn't even see the movie, to be honest with you.
I did.
How was it?
Not bad.
Okay, all right, let's take a break. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp.
And we're back.
Yeah.
In case anybody still doesn't know what Twinnovation is, can you guys explain it?
I elevator would say I'm the host of the show, and I'm joined by David and his twin brother, Jeffrey. We've been best friends since fifth grade.
Correct.
Grew up together. Jake's also from our hometown. I would say like the easiest way to summarize it is like a stoner Shark Tank. So if you like are watching Shark Tank, or if you're like around your friends and you're like, yo, you know what would be a good invention? It's basically us doing that every week. We each present like our scheme or our like $1 million idea.
You know,
and then we vote on it.
What's most impressive about the show is that, one, you guys seem very disorganized and frantic.
Quite disorganized.
But at the same time, your show is so, I like the amount of segments, and every segment has a specific like theme song, and what's it called when you all
an interstitial,
and you guys chant together to introduce everyone. Like, it's very regimented. Like, the structure of it is very sound.
It's organized chaos, really.
Yeah,
I think that's what we needed, was like the structure of the segments for then us to go on tangents and fuck around.
And that, yeah. I think that's the best part. Like, if anybody out there has not heard this show, start at episode 1, because episode 1, it started out, it started just as amazing as it still is.
But I feel like you come for the premise and stay for the chemistry between you guys.
And I'll say, if you're a Jake and Amir fan and you like the, you got a lot of your fans like the inside jokes and the special lines, that's us, dude. We're right there, too.
And Jake and I have done your show before.
Yeah.
So you can listen to Jake and mine's idea.
And honestly, we could use the views because Marty Michael's not getting us the ad revenue we need. Bringing and we love
and
to.
And a fun fact, I will actually Venmo you $1 if you're a new subscriber.
Dave did this.
That's right.
How much money did
a $1 Venmo? $723.
Are you serious?
That's a bet.
Yep. And I'm willing to pay for it.
That's also, our 100th episode is coming up, and we're probably going to try to do something special.
Wow.
Isn't Dave revealing the clam dick?
Yes.
That's correct. Wow.
So, yeah, Dave has been
clamoring for that for a long time.
Nice.
Merch will be available.
Yeah, and there's a famous Rosenberg mother's clam dip or grandmother's clam dip.
Yep.
And Dave will be, you know, episode 2 or 3, promised that on episode 100 that he would reveal the recipe, and that's coming up. So,
when you made that promise, did you think you'd get to episode 100?
We were
they're gonna be like, oh no,
oh no, folks. Dave's also coming to Montreal. Mike, you're not.
I can't, but Jake and I were talking, and we're gonna cook up something nice for the fans. So, you know, I'm still there.
Tickets still available. Buy a ticket. Yeah, you can. Jake and I are doing a live podcast, and then we're doing a HeadGum live event with Dave, me, Jake, other HeadGum podcasters. Tickets still available at jakeandamir.com or at headgum.com.
Sweet.
All right, do you want to try to answer some more questions while we can?
Absolutely, bud.
This one actually caught my eye because it combines our podcast and yours.
Great.
Actually, this guy goes to Ohio State.
Yo, I'm a Buckeye, dude. That's what's up. Go Bucks!
The Ohio State.
Thank you, David.
That's right. Jake, do you want to give this person a fake name?
Sure. Let's call him...
Clit.
Clit
Vag.
Gasher.
Oh, my Jesus Christ. That's awesome, dude.
All right, come on. You got this, bud. Think of a name.
Axe Wound.
Nice.
Gasher.
that's what Streeter called the vagina one time.
Axe Wound?
Axe Wound.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it really is disgusting.
Very mythical.
Wait, the guy's name?
Yeah.
Tom Charles.
That's very good.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
A little vanilla, but go ahead.
Tom. Yeah,
I just don't
could use a little whipped cream.
We've been hemorrhaging female subscribers this show.
This will get them back. Tom Charles writes, I'm a homegrown Ohio boy, Mr. Smith of myself that went to Washington last summer to intern for the federal government. One Friday afternoon at a particularly crowded happy hour, my classmates and I were approached by a young professional who also happened to be from Ohio. As we were clearly close to leaving and she wanted to save a table for her group, after the initial niceties, the first of her friends showed up, visibly excited to be in a conversation with college students. Cutting right to the point, he pitched us a dating app idea that he and the woman had been stewing on for quite some time. The name of the service? Slam Ham.
Bad name.
The entire group groaned in disgust about the title. Who wants to be a Slam Ham? The answer? People who use Slam Ham. Essentially, Slam Ham combines the elements of an increasingly popular Bumble and the edgy curiosity-provoking ingenuity that catapulted Tinder to its early success. Like Bumble, Slam Ham is a female-driven in heterosexual encounters. Each Slam Ham or girl chooses which interested hogs, dudes, will be invited into their will be invited into their trough for messaging.
Jesus Christ.
Up to 5 hogs at a time.
Sounds like something that Dave would be pitching on your show.
This does sound like one of our ideas, but because it's not, I'm like grossed out.
Up to 5 hogs at a time for basic members. Hams could add or remove hogs at any time from her trough. Hogs in a ham trough can see what other guys are currently up to in the 5-man lineup. What makes this different from Bumble or Tinder? The branding and philosophy. At first, only one of my female classmates admitted that she would be open to trying out this app, and the rest were appalled by the concept, being seen as such a vulgar object. Fair, maybe, but as the conversation went on, the guys in the group pointing out the fun-loving, carefree aspect of the theme, and they lighten up to the concept. Slam Ham goes all in on the raunchy, off-the-wall image because it embraces those aspects
this
of online dating.
This guy came up with Slam Ham.
Yeah, this is Slam
There's
Ham
no way.
Creator.
This is the guy that pitched the college kids the Slam
it
Ham.
It encourages short-term, maybe even single-night membership and returns to the game-like, self-aware form that these kinds of apps started out from. So I feel like this could be a crossover hit for HeadGum.
You charging them for this
time's
ad?
Time's up. Jesus Christ.
Considering the Twinnovation boys' obvious affinity for snout culture.
Okay.
If you have a reservation about putting this app in your trough, I urge you to reconsider.
Wait, so it's... I don't fucking understand the question.
Hey, bud. Get off his
relax.
Case.
Okay.
You're not
He's a fan of the
name
show.
You guys.
He's a fan of the show.
Let the boys handle this. And all I never thought I would say this, but is there a max number of hogs you can have in your trough?
I love it, dude. I actually think it's a great idea because, listen, all dating apps are the same, correct? And what you need is to stand out. Also, we love the pig culture, dude. We're all about the pig culture. And it's not like he's calling women pigs or men pigs. It's everybody's a pig. Let's get a little dirty. Welcome to my trough.
Hog out a bit.
Ham and hogs, which I thought are the same thing. So it sounds like a group chat. So it's one girl and five guys all in a group chat.
I think that's kind of cool.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, I think.
Can you silence a hog?
Yeah, that's...
You can kick out a hog at any time.
Can you mute a hog?
A ham can kick out a hog. That's
if the four hogs agree.
Seems a little gang.
It's a hamocracy.
What do you think of Slam Ham in general or dating apps?
Well,
any
I think
dating
this,
app ideas floating around.
I
your
think
head?
That this guy just conned you for a free ad for Slam Ham.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
And that's not a real ad.
Also, respect.
Respect that indeed. And respect to be also. Honest, the Slam Ham is growing on me a bit.
I'll say this. It's like stupid enough for people to try.
Meaning?
And if it catches, like, if it gets big enough where, like, it gets picked up, people are like, there's new thing, Slam Ham, people will automatically try it.
Well, this, it's not a real app yet.
It should be.
Now you're all in. Are you in as a customer?
We want to give you $20,000.
Do you have we
the
were
head
talking,
hog?
We had somebody tweeted at us saying that they would help us develop a dating app.
Mm-hmm.
We have fans who are like, dudes who go to Oxford who like make our apps for us.
So the question is,
we should make I think it's crazy that we don't have a dating app.
There's
I really
a, but
do.
What's the twist? What's the hook? What makes ours different? Why is ours not
the dating
Tinder?
App on Twinnovation? I think your second.
Yeah,
time.
Where you match with the people that you
don't like.
That you don't like.
Yeah.
Which I still think is fun.
It is pretty fun.
Opposites attract. Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Opposites attract.
You want a Jake and Amir specific.
No, that's the thing. I don't even know if it needs to be Jake and Amir specific. Because in the early days of Tinder, we talked about it so much on our podcast that I feel like we got them thousands of initial installs.
Yeah.
Like,
back to Slam Ham.
So five hogs per ham trough.
But I learned that that's like the hardest thing about dating apps. Like, they're not that hard to come up with and make. The hardest thing is to get people to sign up.
The groundswell, if you
will. So why couldn't it, why don't we like, get one. This guy should give us the four of us each 3% in the company.
Well, I'm saying maybe we can beat Slam Him.
Well, yeah, we'll just change the animal.
Chicken coop.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. The chicken coop. The beaver's already got some connotations that we don't want to touch.
Like the
angry
beaver. Bunny. Where do bunnies?
Or I guess pigs are good because they do all. Maybe cows.
Gash
no, it's a bunny. It's got to be a bunny. Fucking like rabbits. Bunnies. A bunny thing.
Yeah,
bunny
you could. Hey, you could have little hares and rabbits. Yeah.
I think the last thing I want to see when I'm talking to an anonymous girl on Tinder or Slam Ham is four other guys talking to her.
Well, no, they're
I think
pigs.
That
you're mistaken. They're pigs.
Yeah, they are pigs in the app. They're human men.
I actually think that's like vaguely interesting because, you know, like a lot of girls like don't like these apps because like all of the guys suck.
Yeah.
So it'd be kind of interesting for like I've never seen other guys on these apps unless I'm stealing somebody's phone.
Yeah.
So it'd be kind of cool to like see five guys that I'm competing with.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a dating game.
Yeah. Oh, a game.
I think Slam
Ham's
a great idea.
Yeah, I actually like it being a public thing. But maybe
for
like,
5% of the company, I'll promote it every week on Twinnovation.
I don't think it should be like a full group chat because that'll go crazy. I feel like it's you have three guys in this thing, and then you can ask each one a question. It's literally the dating game.
Oh, it shouldn't be a free for all for the piggies.
Right. Yeah, because then you could just like say
you're just fuck me, fuck me, fuck me,
so
fuck
it's
me.
It's
fuck
like
me.
A live game. All four people have to be using the app at the same time.
Right. So. Yeah, yeah, I guess so. But
kind
I feel
like the game we were playing today on Twitch.
Yeah. So say there's I'm the girl. There's three guys in my chat. It's you three, and I'm like, okay, guys, it's Friday night. You have you've got to give me three date ideas.
Yeah.
Where are you taking me? Where are you taking me? Where are you taking me? And then
a pig farm.
There you go. I choose Mike.
Done.
I don't need to hear anything else.
Pig farm. We're gonna pet pigs. We're gonna play with pigs.
And then once you guys match, that means you guys go off to an own. That's like
swiping,
like
she can ask as many. I guess she can ask like 5 to 10 questions or something, right? And then she chooses a winner. Everybody else is banished, and then goes on a date with the.
Is that better than just swiping right?
Yeah, it's more fun.
It's like gamifying Tinder.
Yeah, and it makes guys compete, and you get to see like, oh, if this guy's pressed, can he come up with like
really
an original
bring out
funny
the
thing?
Aggressive nature of these hogs.
Yeah, I feel like guys are so
and they are naturally aggressive.
I do. I think that like showing guys that like they are up against something like makes people want to be a little more charming and win rather than just like, you know, lazily texting somebody you just met with like, let's fuck.
Yeah, I like
the end of the day, the snout culture is something I'm interested in.
I also like the idea that it's live because so much of the dating app is like, I'll write someone a message and then come back 2 days later and then they'll come back a week later and it slows down. But if it's like live, you know that the person's on the app, you know that they have to use
it. And then you could also order food from the app and send people money because what you really want is time spent on the app, right?
Oh, I see.
Okay, so then you can check in.
This is the attention economy.
Yeah, we're actually talking about monthly active minutes here. That's a mims.
Yeah, mims. I don't know why I said mims.
And I want this app to be able to open while other apps are open. Does that
That's
make
right.
sense?
Running in the background.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to have to open up the pipeline there.
Well, so, can we send it around and vote on if you're in for Slam Ham? Jacob?
Well, I want to not steal Slam Ham.
Of course not.
I want to strike that from the record.
Love to pivot from Slam.
Make it my own. I guess.
We'll go with rabbits.
Yeah, I'm in for Bunny Hole.
Bunny Hole's good.
Well, what about like the idea of like having games? So, like, this thing is a game. It's like, do you have game?
You want to gamify stuff.
Yeah, I think you could have a feature where it's like if you match with someone, you have to message them within 24 hours or that person disappears.
I'd say 24 minutes.
Wow.
And we can work with this hustler because
he hustled his way into the pod. You might as well hear him out. He's a fellow Twinnovation fan and part of the snout culture. We're all about it.
That $1 Venmo. Coming at you.
Yeah, how do people... How do you really spend $700?
You have to take a screenshot of you subscribing, and you have to describe 5 episodes in 1 sentence in order to get the dollar.
Is that true?
No.
Well, I'm adding
that. Just subscribe, and I'll pay you.
All right, fine. I was trying to make it harder.
It's the first time I've seen you smile on the show.
I have bad teeth. Too much milk in my diet.
Wouldn't that make your teeth better?
Way too much milk, buddy.
They're leaking, bud. It's sweating like you left a gallon in the sun.
Ugh, the enamel's gone. It's just calcified milk.
Calcified calcium.
That's right.
That's what's up.
Chunkified cheese.
What was this dude's name? Tom Charles?
Tom Charles.
I love it, dude. I love Tom. Tommy, you got my vote.
All right.
Tommy boy.
A little crossover for the end of the episode. All right. That's it.
I thought we just started.
Damn, that was quick,
boys.
Yeah,
we started 45 minutes ago.
I love it.
Let's do a doubleheader.
Nah, dude, I got a little din-din to get to. You know, I'm visiting in L.A. I got people to see, people to play.
Well, I'll be here, so let's just keep going. Do a second app.
It's fine with me.
Run it twice.
Run it back.
We'll think about it for sure.
I'll be here. So just tell me. I'll be here.
I know.
You're not going anywhere.
Yep.
You're going to stay at the studio even after they leave.
That's correct.
Cool. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Dave and I were left alone in your studio, and we stole some things.
Hey, calm down.
Okay? I stole some things.
Anything, dude. Wow. Strike it from the record.
Please strike that from the record, Amir.
No.
You'll never know.
I guess if we'll never know, it's fine.
Yeah.
Shit, really? What you guys did was just clean.
We did some sweeping. We did some mopping.
What you stole was the dirt. On our staircase.
There you go.
Oh, and practical. Also a bunch of SD cards.
Yeah. A lot of micro SDs.
A lot of data just vanished. anything else you guys want to promote while you're still here?
Watch Late Night with Seth Meyers and listen to the Twinnovation podcast, dude.
FunnierDie.com.
Late Night with Seth Meyers is my job. I work there. Yeah, I'd love for you to watch it.
Listen to Twinnovation. It's actually a very good podcast.
We should plug the podcast.
It's a very good podcast.
How do people find it?
Search, go to Twinnovation on iTunes podcast. It's the only one there. Okay. You can go to Spreaker.com/Twinnovation too.
Do you have
at
Twinnovation Pod on Twitter.
Do you have a
Facebook page?
Episode they recommend?
I would just start at number one and go all the way through. If you're like this dude and you got a scheme, you can send, like, we read 2 listener submissions every week. Mm. So send in your schemes to ideas@twinnovation.biz and maybe he'll get on the show.
All right, folks. That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. Thanks for emailing it. The email address for everything, both questions and theme songs, is
ideas@twinnovation.biz.
Well, that's for yours. ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. The opening one was written by Tom Leo. That was the Drake parody.
I loved it.
This closing one is by a podcaster from the Reset Podcast. Wanted to give a shout out for the Reset Podcast. Let me see what else he said.
Subscribe Dave, to the Reset Podcast, and Dave will Venmo you $1.
It's a gaming podcast.
Cool.
So it's an Aussie gaming podcast called Reset. This is their theme song.
Love it,
Dave. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us, boys.
Howdy, Herbs.
No, that's all right. Here we go.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.